This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has reached 11. 10 of those fatalities were registered in the Seattle, Washington area, one in California. President Trump last night was talking about the global death rate from the virus, which experts have pegged at 3.4%, but the president doesn't agree with that, saying a lot of people get the virus but never get counted.
A lot of people will have this, and it's very mild. They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor. You never hear about those people, so you can't put them down in the category of the overall population.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Millions of people in Florida and Georgia could see severe thunderstorms today with damaging winds, hail, and isolated tornadoes. Heavy rain is already pouring on parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
White House candidate Joe Biden talking to Bernie Sanders this morning, even though Sanders was not in the TV studio with him at the time. Biden saying nobody should be surprised by how well he, Biden, did on Super Tuesday, winning 10 of 14 states in the Democratic presidential primaries. He said he was able to outperform Bernie Sanders because of several things.
Bernie, you got beaten by overwhelming support I have in the African-American community, Bernie. You got beaten because of suburban women, Bernie. You got beaten because of middle-class, hardworking folks out there, Bernie. You've raised a lot more money than I have, Bernie.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. A fuel pump issue is blamed for forcing a recall of a lot of Toyota and Lexus vehicles, about 1.8 million of them, recalled because people could face issues including a sudden stall caused by a non-functioning fuel pump. It covers vehicles in the 2013 through 2019 model years. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Back to election 2020 news. Tulsi Gabbard's presidential bid getting another defeat as a federal judge tossed out the Hawaii congressman's lawsuit against Google. Gabbard had accused the tech giant last summer of violating her campaign's First Amendment rights after temporarily halting some of her political ads. The judge wrote that Gabbard failed to prove Google's decisions are in any way equivalent to a government regulation of an election. Twitter is testing a new kind of tweet. Fleets will let users share items to the social media site, and they'll then disappear after 24 hours. The idea is the temporary tweets will take off some of the pressure that people feel about sharing something that could spark a negative reaction. The feature's a lot like Snapchat Stories feature that rolled out in 2013 and comes after some high-profile people have found themselves in hot water after people dug up years-old tweets. And Daredevil Nick Wallenda has done it again. He successfully walked across a high wire over an active volcano in Nicaragua on live TV. The walk, 1,800 feet above the Masaya volcano, took him just over a half hour. The result of a slip would have been a fall into a lake of lava, some 2,000 degrees. Walenda was equipped, though, with a safety harness attached to another wire above him. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, well, are we having fun yet? I hope so. Hey, in the midst of this, look, you can't take all this stuff too seriously because politics will be what politics is. You know, if ever we needed a Will Rogers, I know some of you probably, Will, who the heck was Will Rogers? Will Rogers was a great, kind of a daily philosopher in his era. And he had a way of helping us keep politics. Now you say us, I wasn't even around that much when he was alive, but in retrospect, you know, in reading his history and hearing the nuggets of wisdom that he would spout out and how he would point out, the silliness of politics and politicians especially, you know, ones that just get their egos out of control. And certainly that's been on full display in Washington, D.C. And I know it's very frustrating for us to realize that, you know, we're paying for these knuckleheads. I mean, this is not even a good show, you know, from a reality TV show or even a movie. I doubt that many of us would willfully buy the ticket. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we're more than buying the ticket and the T-shirt and everything and all the tchotchkes that go with it. I mean, we're paying a lot of money. I mean, trillions of dollars, you know, for this kind of waste and frivolity. And why? Because you got people that are so power hungry that, somebody comes in and moves their cheese and they're all upset. And what Donald Trump has talked about in terms of the deep state, I mean, you got to understand, I mean, this is real. This exists. This has been going on for a long time, this, you know, kind of shadowy power structure that operates in Washington, D.C. I mean, when you have the trillions of dollars that involved and people making so much money and, you know, families being enriched at the people's expense, I mean, this is absolute corruption that has taken place. And Donald Trump was brought in, I believe, by the hand of God for a time such as this to address this corruption that's going on. I mean, this is something that is, antithetical. It's anathema to a holy God. And this is happening in our country. And I got to tell you, there are many faithful people on their knees every night for our government, you know, for God's hand to not be lifted off of this, you know, off of this country, but that God's hand would stay in spite that there are so many people who willfully want to turn their back on God. Because the fact of the matter is we've been talking about, in fact, later on tonight, I'm going to be addressing a Tea Party group here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And it's an honor to, come to them. They want me to talk about, some things in the body politic. But at the core of all this is truth, is our morality. You know, we've abandoned it because we wanted to be like, the children of Israel of old that, want to see things according to their own eyes. And it's laughable when you think about it. I mean, God has laid out the plan. He's given everybody a purpose, everything a purpose under the sun, as the book of Ecclesiastes says. It's not a theory. Everything is specific. And when we're true to God's integrity and plan and purpose for our lives and intention for this world, it goes well for us. But, you know, we're so far away from that because of the influences of, you know, climate change and healthcare control and all this stuff. Because what these powers want to do is they want us to exchange the truth for a lie. And the truth, basically, at the very core, is that God is the one who created us, and he is the one that we were created to serve. And then you have governmental powers, not here just in the United States, but around the world, that says, well, God, schmod, who needs that? You know, that's not it. We're going to give you something else. You know, we're going to give you your own golden calf. We're going to give you your own cow to revere. And behind that, that false idol is this power structure that wants to control you, me, our families, and the generations to come. Now, this didn't happen overnight. This has been going on for a long time. I maintain probably you go back to, the mid-1800s when Darwin came on the scene. It really kind of, in a sense, it brought those antithetical forces. Those antithetical forces have always been prevalent. But for some reason with Darwin, it kind of gave them a banner to come under. And even though Darwin himself looked at his ideas of theory, he knew from a scientific, professional discipline that it was a theory. And ultimately, in his latter life, he realized, wow, you know, he came up with his theory, but how dangerous, because what it did, it opened the door for atheists and atheism and all this power structure to control God's creation. And the battle has been raging ever since. And what they did in fortifying their premise, one of the first institutions they took over was public schools. And look at where we are with the public school system today. How many trillions of dollars have we poured in to public schools? And what kind of kids are we turning out? I mean, are the kids all that smarter for all the money? I mean, you look at, these international studies, and it shows America. I mean, we're in the bottom quotient quadrant of educated people, because what's happened is our educational system has become more about indoctrination, not critical thought, not education. And that's a sad commentary. And I got to tell you, some of my many, teachers are very frustrated with this, especially the retired teachers. They look out and see what's happening in our educational system and say, how did it happen? How did it get so bad that here we are today that we're indoctrinating kids? We're really not teaching them how to think, how to be critical thinkers. We haven't empowered them to go out and be the force that they're capable of being because they've been educated accordingly. The fact of the matter is you go back historically, and I think there was like an 80-page book. It was called The New England Primer. You might be familiar with it. If not, check it out and Google it and see for yourself. But that 80-page book taught kids of the era and gave them better education than all the books that we have today. I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, what a waste. Think about it. For all that we're investing in all these books and everything, and what are we turning out? And when you look back and you say, wow, when you got 80 pages of the New England Primer being more successful than all the money that we're pouring in today's educational system and into the books, something's very wrong here, ladies and gentlemen. But, but if we don't want to approach this and begin to understand in the pursuit of truth and in the context of truth and morality, then, we'll continue on. We think we're the ones that know better. And so we'll do it according to our own understanding. And look how well that served us. I mean, our government right now is upside down. Tom Selleck in Blue Bloods, I think I mentioned to you in that one series, I called it Opposite Day. It's an opposite day almost every day here in America, where things are so out of perspective, where you can have a minority leader of a Senate calling out Supreme Court justices and threatening them the way he did. I mean, this is what we have reduced ourselves to. And the things, the way we talk about the President of the United States, leaders of our government, I mean, civility is out the door. And this is all very dangerous because it justifies people to take their own actions and to do it in such a way that is harmful. It's deleterious on so many levels. And we're all paying the price. Somebody may go to jail specifically, but we're allowing ourselves to be jailed even outside of jail by going along with this kind of stinking thinking. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And we got a real treat. We got the founder and CEO of Young Americans Against Socialism. Yes, you'd be surprised how many Americans between the ages of 18 and 34 that say socialism would be good for the USA. Morgan Zegers is with us right now. Morgan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
I'm excited to be on.
Yeah, 58% of Americans, as I stated, between the ages of 18 and 34, think socialism might be good for the USA. What are they thinking?
Yeah, well, shocking, right? I remember, I think November 2018 was when I first saw those statistics, and I was just baffled. Like, I was just an average American. I wasn't really political in terms of wanting to get involved at a higher level, but when I saw those statistics, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. And I feel so strongly about this because I don't think 58% of people my age actually want to seize the means of production, which mm-hmm. is the definition from the dictionary of socialism. Instead, I think that the people at the top, like Bernie Sanders, AOC, I think they are lying to my generation, and they're saying if we adopt socialism and scrap capitalism, we'll end up like North Europe, not like Venezuela or Cuba. But I really do think that these people at the top, they are true radicals. They want to seize the means of production. They have very bad intentions, and they're just lying to people my age. And so I want to set the record straight.
Well, and historically, Morgan, if anybody has any modicum of understanding of history, they will see time and again how lies about socialism, all the isms that lead to communism, Marxism, what they have done in terms of the destruction of humanity and the reduction of humanity to its lowest common denominator.
Absolutely. But the left has been very successful with their messaging because now if anybody, including myself or any other person on the right or even in the middle or even, you know, slightly to the left, says, well, you know, Venezuela was a massive failure. Do you have an explanation for that? They just say, oh, of course you're bringing up Venezuela.
Right.
They have basically completely dismissed basic economics, basic facts, basic history, and instead they are so hardline driven on this idea that Bernie Sanders will make America like Denmark, and everybody's so happy in Denmark, right?
Right.
And so we really need to work to figure out what specific factors happen. One thing that I point to a lot, I love The Road to Serfdom by Hayek, and he talks about socialists having to change the meanings of basic words that we always use, and so mm-hmm. think of morality, justice, freedom, fairness, stuff like that. A Bernie Sanders campaign video, I kid you not, it says, are you free if you have high health care costs? Are you free if you have student loan debt? Are you free if you only work your dead-end job to get health care insurance? And then it says, no, you're not free. Mm-hmm. Freedom comes from economic freedom, and freedom economically comes from Medicare for all, student loan forgiveness, free college for all, XYZ, socialist program, XYZ, big government welfare state. And so he really is, they're changing what freedom means to my generation in terms of freedom is no longer freedom to live your life, freedom to not be oppressed by some higher power or government. It is now freedom from responsibility, freedom from the burden of being.
Exactly. Well, you know, it is interesting and ironic to consider that even freedom has been obliterated and compromised, that people, you know, we say, well, you need to understand what socialism is. Maybe they need to understand what freedom means.
Right. And that's what's frustrating, too. I think my generation is one of the most creative, free, capitalist generations that America has ever seen. We have small businesses where we sell our products on Etsy. You have tons of millennials and Gen Z getting famous and making a lot of money by being social media influencers and creating creative content and videos that thousands of young left-leaning people in America love. We have such creative ideas and such innovative ideas. I wish they understood and were able to make the connection that those are capitalist values.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I wish they could appreciate that and see that they are actually very capitalist in their hearts. The messaging is just very distorted coming from Bernie Sanders and the far left.
Yeah, and the question is, where do they think they could go and be able to express their creativity like they can here in America?
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's not possible.
No, I've been to college campuses. I've asked students. I've even done it on camera because it's kind of funny. I ask students, you know, can you name a socialist country? And this is after I will ask them, do you support socialism? They say, oh, yeah. So then I say, okay, well, what's a socialist country you like?
Yeah.
They just kind of stare blankly.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem when you buy into the emotionalism of the argument. There's no substance because after the emotions and you start asking rational questions, you know, what kind of substance do you have behind that response? And that's clear.
Yeah.
You know, and it was interesting because I was speaking with a professor from Yale, or Princeton, rather, and, you know, talking about these millennials who have bought into this socialism narrative. And what he said to me was that he says, Bill, he says, it doesn't happen just in college. They come from the high schools around the world, and of course we're talking, the best of the best, in terms of education and what they know, or what you're supposed to know. And he says they come ready made for socialism. It's not like there's any special indoctrination that's happening on the campus. He goes, this is happening in the high schools across America. And boy, I'll tell you, that was a real light switch for me.
Yeah, and what I say usually is it's an equation where, first of all, there's two factors of, one, we're ignorant. We were not properly taught the dangers and the failures of socialism. But I don't say it as like, oh, we weren't taught about Castro. We weren't taught about Stalin. We weren't taught about Lenin. Instead, we were taught about these guys, but all we were taught was that they were evil dictators whose people were killed, who starved their people. There was massive suffering. You did not learn that these men came to power as socialists, Marxists, who promised some really great things, who promised a more free, fair, equal society. And it just never ended up coming to fruition. Those ideas, those promises, once they were implemented, led to absolute suffering and devastation and starvation. And so our generation, we hear these false promises. We hear these misleading utopian promises of an amazing society, of free things for everybody. And we aren't able to make the connection of, oh, wait, these promises have been made before, and it just doesn't, it's impossible to actually come to fruition.
Exactly.
And tagging on to that, there's two specific things that I like to bring to attention to listeners when I do interviews. There's always a reason and a drive for a socialist leader or a socialist movement to make the people want forced government wealth redistribution. You can look at it in Lenin's situation. You can look at it from Castro. And now in 21st century of the United States, you have the student loan crisis where we're sending our children into this funnel of a four-year, have to get a liberal arts four-year college degree, come out with $100,000 of debt at least, and then you're strapped with this debt for decades to come. So they are feeling very hopeless right now, and you have Bernie Sanders saying, you see those evil rich people with all that money that you don't have? It's not fair that they have it. Give me power, and I will use government force to take it from them and give it to you. And so he's sowing the seeds of what it means to have a government take money from somebody else because it's not fair, it's not moral that they have more money than you. And I think the frustration of student loan crisis has really enabled my generation to want something like that, because it's a very radical idea. Nobody just wants to have that kind of radical policy, but we are in a very sticky situation. So I hope conservatives can work on providing solutions for the student loan crisis and getting a more affordable education plan for the country.
Well, you bring up a good point, and what it would appear, Morgan, and we're talking with Morgan Zegers, ladies and gentlemen, founder and CEO of Young Americans Against Socialism, is this was a fixed plan all along, in order to, in a sense, because we've said the tuition debt has become indentured servitude. It's just a modern form of slavery, and here we are at $1.6 trillion. So, yes, this was a crisis, and who created this crisis? But the democratic socialists who got their opinions into the system.
Of course, and what's scary to me is I heard over in Europe for one of the countries with national health care in their country, I heard that they are now going to come out with a list. I don't know if you saw this, a list where people who have made racist comments, people who are, on an undesirable list, who they determined are racist or homophobic or whatever, bigot, they are going to be prioritized on the lower end of the list, and they are not going to be prioritized or given government health care. That is why you don't give these people power, because according to the left, 50% of the country is racist. We're all racist, apparently. I don't know if you've heard that one.
Right, exactly.
But it's like knowing that they're so easily throwing out these terms and then seeing over in countries that already have these kind of massive government healthcare systems and they're taking such control over people's lives, it's very scary to see.
It really is.
It's fear-mongering for us to say that. We're able to see it with our own eyes in countries who've tried it before us.
Morgan Zegers right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The two congressmen voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, Mike Bloomberg dropping out of the race. He's now backing Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, who didn't win any states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Oh, you need that worry. I trust your taste in the difference. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I mean, your time is important, and we respect that, and this is why we go out of our way and work hard to get you the experts that can drill down and give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Like our next guest, Lou Euler, he is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, and we've got lots to catch up on. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing well, and it's great to be back with you on the wire. You bet.
You got it. Well, let's talk the Dem primaries. I mean, it's ferreted itself out. You know, the Democratic Party made room. They were freaking out because it looked like a Democratic Socialist was in the fast lane and heading straight to, for the nomination. And the powers that be said, I don't think we can live with a Democratic Socialist because we can't sell something that 70% of the people are rejecting. And maybe we need to make room and get people out of the way for Joe Biden to have some clearance. And I had tweeted out that I wondered what was offered to Klobuchar and Buttigieg to get out of the way. Steyer, not that big a deal, but those two clearly. And then on top of that, you had the endorsement by Clyburn, and that definitely put him over the top and it gave him some momentum. And it was incredible, Lou, what happened to his candidacy to see in about a 72-hour period. I mean, he was being pronounced dead, and code blue. You could hear code blue down the hallways, and they were diving for the paddles for Joe Biden.
You bet. Well, some saner heads in the Democrat Party recognize that an outright self-identified socialist/communist like Bernie Sanders is not in the tradition of America and any of its political parties. So some degree of sanity is reasserting itself, and that's great. Certainly the leadership of the Democrat Party does not want to have Bernie up there as the the bearer for the in November.
Exactly.
So they're doing all they can, you know, to stop it. And it is a great opportunity for you and for me and for others who share our views to point out that America still has a proper rudder and we're in the right direction. I think the president will retain the presidency because of his demonstrated capability on moving the economy in the right direction and improving things through tax reform and tax cuts.
Yeah, how do you reject reality, Lou?
Yeah, I mean, that's the, and that, of course, is what our organization with others in the tax world across the country are going to be doing between now and November, and that is just telling the truth about what has happened. We're going to override the mantra of the Washington Post and the New York Times that continues to claim that tax reform has aided just the wealthy and the large corporations in Wall Street, when the facts are clear that the real beneficiaries are average Americans, and we're growing the nation, we're increasing the rate of economic growth. That's now the challenge that we face, is getting a handle on spending at the government level, at all levels of government, and moving forward in the right direction on fiscal discipline.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's such a big lie, Lou, because if it wasn't true, then, the former president, Barack Obama, would not be taking any claim for this incredible economy happening right now, right?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we had a recent, Peter Furrer and I had a recent article in the Washington Times on this whole business of where does our nation have to go to be fiscally responsible, and we've emphasized that it is time to right-size the government of America, cutting it in half at all levels as we try to increase the rate of economic growth, which inures to the benefit of every working citizen across the nation.
Exactly. And Lou, I think the perfect opportunity will happen after the 2020 elections, because what I see taking place is a landslide for this president and a stronger control of the Senate, a retaking of the House, and then we don't have to get into a lot of petty quid pro quo arguments in dealing with a budget that, you know, some cuts cuts to entitlements, things that are necessary to downsize this government will be able to be executed. But you cannot do it when you've got Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer getting in the way, and they're more interested in what's in it for them than what's in it for the greater good of the American people, sadly.
You're absolutely right. And one of the fearful aspects of politics these days that we're all looking at and looking hard at is the whole change in how information is created and delivered through the new media and the algorithms that the progressives have developed to block the messaging of conservatives on economics, etc. Now, that is something we all have to be fearful of, so because if we're going to try and get the truth out to the people to whom the truth is necessary, we're going to have to reform some of the social media activity
exactly.
and their algorithms. Mm-hmm. You bet.
But Lou, this is why a show like ours, being independent as it is a primary platform for this message of truth that is out there, because we're not being filtered by, you know, some corporate conglomerate, and we're not being filtered by Google or YouTube or others. We've got a free-flowing forum here for as long as we can have it by the grace of God, and I believe that's why we're here, is to make sure that the truth gets out there. And we're doing everything we can, as you know, 7 days a week, as a matter of fact, because many stations, we probably have close to 100 stations that will rebroadcast our weekday show, and we're on live 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, with you know, guests such as yourself and others. And we have people from both sides of the aisle that are able to present their case beyond an 8-second soundbite. And I believe that's important, you know, for us to gain the knowledge that is requisite for us to make the right kind of decisions to do what it is that you're talking about in terms of the right size of government. We need to move more in that direction. We cannot continue to tolerate a growing deficit right now at $23 trillion and counting. And I said this to Marsha Blackburn last week when we met in Tennessee. I said, Senator, please tell the president when you meet with him that as much as he's focused on jobs in this cycle, I would hope after getting reelected that he would focus on the deficit. Because as you know, Lou, one of the first questions he asks everybody in the White House when they come to the Oval Office is, Cabinet, hey, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? Well, guess what happens? You know, that is their focus. And they hear that, and so look what happened with jobs. And I got to imagine, like what he's been able to accomplish with jobs, if the focus is the deficit, then I believe we'll start to see some positive movement. And by positive movement, I mean 23 becoming 22 and 21 trillion, not 24 or 25 trillion.
You bet. And, you know, thank God for you and for others like you who provide the truth to average citizens in their daily lives through radio, through television. You get the message out there. You get it in a way that average folks can understand and appreciate. And this is really what is going to be the anchor to Windward.
Amen.
For our efforts to restore and retain good direction of our nation philosophically and economically. So my hat is off to Bill Martinez.
The founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee has been with us, as he is every week just about, and we appreciate your commitment to pursuing the truth and fighting that good fight to, you know, discover that right size of government on our behalf.
You bet, and we look forward to being with you weekly and getting the truth out there and keeping America on track. You bet.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day.
As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open up my heart.
Martinez, live. Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, with us right now is Dr. Joe Malone. His book, Battle of the Sexes. Wow.
Quite a title, huh?
Yeah, we just keep battling, you know. So raising sexual IQ to lower sexual conflict and empowering lasting love.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah,
that says it all. We have a lot of problems in empowering lasting love these days, societally. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, it's so much right now, our society has been moved to, you know, transactional relationships, right?
Right.
They're hit and run. It's you know, hookups and meanwhile, what's left in the wake is a lot of devastated people.
Yes, and I saw that as a university professor. I saw the hookup culture and its aftermath, especially with my female students. And so really the book was written with helping that situation in mind.
Well, you know, to that point, Joe, is you say, especially with the female patients, in your estimation, are females more damaged by this?
Yes.
Than guys?
Yes, Bill, because they bond much more readily than the guys do on average.
Yeah.
And when the bond's broken, you know, even if it is a hookup situation, hit it and quit it.
As they say. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even if it's that situation, they still have a tendency to get depressed, get higher anxiety and that type of thing, because there's a natural chemical process that happens that isn't supposed to be broken.
Mm. And, you know, and it's interesting to hear you say this, because, you know, again, you know, by experience, you think there would be enough anecdotal expression, especially by women, you know, to say, look at, don't make the same mistake as I made. I mean, we're starting to see this right now organically with the abortion movement.
Right.
I mean, people are freaking out. They think it's Supreme Court justices. They think it's other things, Donald Trump and all. No, it's, you know, how many years has it been since Roe v. Wade, since 1973? It's all those experiences that women have undergone and realized that it's not some excess tumor, that it's actually a child that has been aborted.
Right.
And of course, now with the movie Unplanned that shows an abortion process taking place, it's like, wow, you know, I mean, this is, you know, truth is hitting everybody right in the face and what women have been feeling and even hard for them to express. Although what I find is anecdotally is most women, when it comes to the anniversary date of that abortion, they find themselves in deep depression.
Yes. No, it's a cumulative effect, too, as far as the communication, as you're saying. I think more and more young women are understanding and realizing that they've been sold a bill of goods by the radical feminist movement, you know, especially since about the 1980s. And so it's starting, the truth is starting to come out, and it traces its way all the way back, like we're talking about, back to the relationships or lack thereof.
Exactly. And, of course, the guys have been duped into it. I mean, it's almost like we're in the Garden of Eden again.
Right.
It is the woman who's been lied to. She buys into the lie. She gets the guy to be complicit into it.
Right.
And, of course, now it's really, you know, with it being battled in the court systems. As a professor, you see it happening with the cancel culture and some young men, you know, losing their opportunity to further their education. They're kicked out of school. All this to find out that the gal that was dragging her mattress around was a lie, and she was just upset because the guy dumped her.
Right, and I think that's much more common than people realize, and that's one of the real big downsides of the Me Too movement is that all of this guilty until proven innocent, and the young men have also suffered on college campuses, but they're suffered in the way that you described.
Yes.
They've been falsely accused in many cases, and their lives have been totally changed by, again, this extravagant, I think, approach to all of this.
Yeah, we've got a couple justices on the Supreme Court that are carrying the Scarlet A on them. and for what? I mean, you know, and these people are able to come in, as you say, you're guilty until proven innocent, but yet this hangs over their heads and over their legacy and their reputation unfairly. And meanwhile, people in today's culture, they're allowed to make that statement, those accusations. And you know, Alan Dershowitz, who I just spoke with a couple of weeks back, has written a book, Guilt by Accusation.
Right. I've heard of it.
Yeah. Here's where we are right now. I mean, this is all very dangerous. So guys have got to wise up as well, to not be duped, to have the strength. You know, we read the Bible about Adam just falling victim to his wife, Eve. But guys have to understand that we can't follow, you know, we can't follow Adam's lead and be duped into that situation, because we're participating in the damage of these women.
Right. And part of the irony there, Bill, is that a lot of what led to this is the taking away of the chivalry and chastity culture that preceded preceded the hookup culture. So a lot of what leads to sexual assault on campuses, as it's called, are hookup situations. Mm-hmm. About 80% of the sexual assault accusations are made within a hookup context. And so, but these same authority figures on campuses, they support hookup culture, but at the same time they condemn what they call rape culture, which is very much of a contradiction.
Yeah, basically. And so what are we determining to be a rape? I mean, in the Harvey Weinstein, you know, case here where he was found guilty of two of the five indictments against him, you had women that claimed that they were raped, said they were raped, but yet followed up with all kinds of loving emails and what have you, and so it had to be confusing for the jurors. It's confusing for the rest of us on the outside trying to make sense out of this.
Right. I think that jury only had one way they felt they could find, and so it was a situation where I feel that they felt pretty compulsed to find the way they did. And that's the problem, is there's not really any kind of equal justice that we've got going right now. And,
right.
And none of us are fans of non-consensual sex in any manner, but the way it's being handled now, again, it's very tilted towards the plaintiff, I guess you should say.
Well, without a doubt, especially if you happen to be in a position of power. I mean, we saw this happening at the turn of the last decade with all the sexual assaults and being sensitive to what's going on. You as a professor, you're in a position of authority. You have to be very careful. You're in management positions, and gosh, I remember the endless seminars that we, mandatory seminars that we had to attend in order to be, sensitive to this kind of stuff, that you could not cross the line. Even though Barack Obama and Michelle Obama talked about how important it was to, love the one that you wanted to love, right?
Right. Again, their philosophy doesn't line up with the pragmatics of what they're saying. So, and we've had to do a 4-hour the online type of thing every single year for the last 5, 6, 7 years as far as sexual assault prevention and I guess you'd say sensitivity training. Mm-hmm. And again, it's having that type of thing going on one hand and then condoning the culture that they condone on the campus on the other hand.
Yeah, it's a conflict. I mean, how do you, it's an oxymoron.
It is.
That you have right there, and all these mixed messages, and especially for these young kids. I mean, my goodness, they're still trying to figure out, where their classes are, much less to deal with, sexual sensitivity, right?
Right, and then they get the message right off the bat in the orientations that they're supposed to be sexually active. You know, that's the message they get with handing out the condoms and giving all the advice about sexual transmission, STD prevention, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And again, they mix that with, but at the same time, you got to make sure you have consent for every step of the way. And again, a lot of these, maybe most even of these situations arise in the middle of a drunken stupor,
right?
And where there really nobody's coherent,
Yes.
So, but they don't have anything to say about the prevention of that situation or any other drugs that are boggling their mind at the time. So it's really a big mess, really a hot mess, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what do you advise parents? I mean, here's parents sending their kids off to four-year school. They're paying all this money for their education, and now you have collateral damage coming into place that, when you and I grew up, went to college, it wasn't that big a deal, but now it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I would question, if I was a parent that had a child in college now, I would question where the money was going, how much of it's going into actual education of the student as far as like academics, how much of it's going into social justice type of education and really more like indoctrination.
Yeah.
And then also how much of the college budget is used for the enforcement mechanisms for these different Title IX coordinator, that type of thing. So there's a whole lot of money on college campuses, at least secular university campuses, going into this bureaucracy that supports this double standard that we're talking about.
Well, and meanwhile, after 4 years, you hope to have a contributing citizen, right?
Right.
Navigating all these landmines that have been created by this institution, and you're going, are you helping or hurting these kids?
Right. No, and again, I think they've lost their way. The mission of the American University, well, in the beginning, it was to have a Christian message and, as well as an educational element to it, and they've dropped, obviously, the Christian message, and even now they've dropped most of the education element to it, and there's just so much of it that's dedicated to having these young people come out of college with a certain mindset.
Well, the story of Adam and Eve really hasn't changed much, has it?
No.
And it's alive and well and well pronounced on the college campuses. And, maybe for some of us guys who look and we read that chapter in Genesis and we say, well, Adam really failed Eve. Well, maybe the clarion call is to guys, hey, don't fail the next Eve.
Right, and exactly. And our book goes into how males biologically are set up to be more compelled by sexual.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps